Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop intentionally to reflect upon the readings that are appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, you would allow it to enter into your life, that you would pray that the Spirit would use these texts to speak to your heart, to your mind, and call you as you go out to be the hands and feet of Christ in our world today. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our strength, the struggle between good and evil rages within and around us, and the devil and all the forces that defy you tempt us with empty promises. Keep us steadfast in your word, and when we fall, raise us again and restore us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The psalm that's appointed for this day is Psalm 32. This is an individual psalm of thanksgiving for what God has done, how we trust in him. Hear the word of the psalmist. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is put away. Happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt and whose spirit there is no guile. While I held my tongue, my bones withered away because my groaning all day long. For your hand was heavy upon me day and night. My moisture was dried up as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and you did not conceal my guilt. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Therefore, all the faithful will make their prayers to you in time of trouble. When the great waters overflow, they shall not reach you. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like horse or mule that have no understanding. You must be fitted with bit and bridle, or else they will not stay near you. Great are the tribulations of the wicked, but mercy embraces those who trust in the Lord. Be glad, you righteous, and rejoice in the Lord. Shout for joy, all who are true of heart. The word of the Lord. I remember an incident that happened not too long ago. I take our confirmation students on a retreat every year, and part of that retreat, we tend to do a hike, weather permitting. This past year, the weather was pretty nice, and so we journeyed out. The camp we go to, it sits on 900 acres over in Brown County, and the hike we typically do is we go down to a place that they call Geode Creek, where there's a bunch of geodes, these rocks that if you break open, kind of have crystal quartz kind of stuff inside that you can see them. And so we went down there, and part of it is the kids look for these geodes and break them open and stuff like that. Sometimes I'll bring back one or two. This year we had one of our sixth graders was fascinated by these and wanted to not have one or two, but to bring back a whole collection. He asked me, how many can I bring back? And my response was, whatever you can carry. So he goes, okay. So he collects all of these rocks. He pulls his shirt up to create kind of a basin to carry these rocks. And he must have 20 of these geodes in his shirt. And I just look at him and I shake my head. And he goes, I got it. And I thought, okay, let's see how long this lasts. And so he carried it, and all the way you can see his shirt is continually stretching out. And this is not like a 3-minute hike to the creek. It's about a mile away or so. And the terrain is up and down and around and up and down and up and down. It's not the hardest hike in the world, but it's not the easiest. But the person made it so much harder because they're attempting to do all this, carrying all of these stones. And I thought about that because our psalm today talks about, happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is put away. The word forgiven in Hebrew has its roots in the notion of an idea of being lifted away or unburdened. And so part of it is it has this image almost of taking things from us and lifting them so they're removed from us. Our sin covers us and weighs us down. Our sin keeps us from God. And God comes to us through Jesus, who gives his life on the cross. And what God does for us is remove, lift those burdens, lift those sins away. And I wonder sometimes if this image of seeing this young person attempting to carry all of these rocks on this trail to get back to our campsite, if in some ways we're like that in life, that we carry burdens in our sin and they weigh us down. And sometimes what it becomes is we think, I've got this. And that's what happened. This person was like, I got it. I can carry all these. And he struggled and struggled and struggled. God is telling us through this psalm, what God desires for us is not for us to struggle and to carry this extra weight, to carry those things that burden us and hold us down. But he wants to remove it. He wants to forgive us, to take our sin away. For happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit there is no guile. That God wants to remove this from us so that we experience that joy, that release. But too often, I think we either want to carry it or we think we have to carry it, right? That sometimes we hold on to those grudges against others. And we carry it with us. And in many ways, it does. It weighs us down. And weighs us down. The psalm reminds us, God's desire is not for that, but for God to come to lift those things away, to take those burdens, so that the psalm ends. When we know that, when we know what God has done for us, and even the difficulty sometimes it is, right? He goes through that, your hand was heavy upon me day and night, my moisture was dried up as the heat, that it's like all these things sometimes weigh us down. But what God desires is for us to remove those burdens, to place them to him, to allow him to carry those, to lift them from us, so that we end up at the place where the psalm ends up. Be glad, you righteous, and rejoice in the Lord. Shout for joy, all who trust in the Lord. For when we trust in the Lord, when we turn over our sin, when we turn over our burdens, all those rocks that we carry, we'll experience a joy, a release, to know that God is with us. God never desires for us to have to journey through this alone. For if we see in Scripture, what we see in Scripture is God continually coming to his people to remind them. God says to the prophets, remember, I am the Lord your God, and you are my people. He gives us his word. He gives us the commands not to weigh us down and have other things to burden us, but to release us so that we can be his people to do His will, to trust in Him. And when we do that, we see how He lifts all those burdens. He takes those things that we're carrying and sets us free. May we go out into the world, and as we realize all those things that weigh us down, our sin, our burdens, all those things that we feel that we have to carry, that we have to struggle to make it back. The psalm reminds us, no, God will take this away. We'll lift them. We'll carry them for us to set us free. And may we rejoice in all that He has done. Amen. Let us pray. O God of mercy and truth, You see us fully and love us faithfully. When we hide, when we pretend, when we carry burdens that we were never meant to bear, bring us into the freedom of confession and relief of Your forgiveness. Lift that weighs us down. Cover what exposes us to shame, and do not count our sin against us. Surround us with Your steadfast love and teach us the way we should go. Make us receptive to Your counsel, responsive to Your Spirit, and glad to live as Your people made new. Gather Your people into honest joy, that we may rejoice in You, encourage one another, and become a refuge for those who are weary and afraid. We pray all of this in Your holy name. Amen. And now, as we go on our way, may Christ go with us. May Christ go before us to show us the way. May Christ go behind us to encourage us, beside us to befriend us, above us to watch over us, and within us to give us peace. Amen.